from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Welcome in, everyone. Zach Jones here. Happy opening day for Bills training camp over at St. John Fisher. You are listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Not going to waste any time. I am here in our Amherst studios, but we go now to the Wester Hotline as our own Sal Capaccio joins us from St. John Fisher with the Bills, just about ready to start practice. We did hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Sal, what have the vibes been like so far with the start of camp?
Yeah, well, it has actually started. They're on the field right now, and here we go. I can't tell you exactly what's happening on the actual kickoff formation, but here we go. We're actually going to watch some kickoffs and kick returns, and this is going to be a big part of camp. And the team has started. The big news of today, I would say, is really, really good, positive, awesome news that every single player on the Bills active roster is out here participating in full capacity. I think that's it's great news. I mean, I can't remember the last time. Usually someone is on some sort of injured or pup list, right? Not the case. Even Matt Milano, obviously. Anybody who's banged up during minicamp, they're all out here. Sean McDermott did say, and he actually specifically mentioned Milano with this, that some guys will be managed throughout camp, but that's, you know, to be expected during a training camp, and that's really good news.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, especially on Milano, I think that's been a big question for a lot of fans of where he is at actually health-wise. He was able to participate a little bit in minicamp. This was always, though, kind of seen as the timeline of come training camp, we hope he's on the field, and it's a great sign for him. We also got a little bit on the actual kickoff rules. I know McDermott did say that there's going to be at times they're going to have to go full go because this is so
new. No doubt. I mean, right now I'm watching this, and they're not going full. They're not hitting to the ground. They're not full pads today. They're in shorts, but everybody's running hard and they're trying to, you know, button it up a little bit. So it's really interesting to see how they're doing this. So yeah, there's a lot of things that have to get sorted out. I thought it was interesting too, that part, the wide receivers, about intentionally making sure that him and the Josh Allen, the receivers, you know, have chemistry, getting on the same page early on, and designing specific, you know, periods and segments to make sure that happens during drills and stuff like that.
And Sal, I know you got to run, you got to watch practice. So last thing for me before we let you go, what are you looking for from this training camp? It's a lot of turnover on this Bills roster. That's been the main storyline going in. But what are you specifically looking for?
Well, obviously wide receiver is number one. I think that's a thing that everybody's going to be looking for. But, you know, no Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. How does the safety group look? Specifically, player-wise, I think Kyrie Elam carrying over his strong spring into this training camp is going to be really big for me. I thought it was really notable. I asked Sean McDermott about Kyer Elam and his strong spring and carrying it over into training camp, Zach. He said Kyer's going to get time with the ones and the twos during this training camp. Now, they do normally rotate, so it's not like it's earth-shattering news. But for him to say that shows you that he's going to be involved in this competition, and we'll see where he can take it.
Not done yet. Going to be very interesting. All right, Sal, we'll let you get back to practice. Hopefully we can talk again soon. But if not, talk to you later.
All right, you got it, buddy. Thank you.
That was our own Sal Capaccio there on the Wester Hotline over at St. John Fisher as the Bills do begin day number one of training camp. Again, over at St. John Fisher. It feels like the first day of school, and I'm not going to lie, for me, it feels like I've called in sick and I'm not actually at work right now. I'm getting a lot of FOMO and jealousy of, like, you know, Jeremy and Joe are at camp, Sal's at camp. I heard Paul on with Jeremy and Joe. He's at camp, and I'm like, cool. Hi, everyone. I'm at the station, so I'm getting a little bit of FOMO. Just a tad, because I'm not out in, you know, the beating sun. But I'm so excited. It's the last like month or so leading up to camp for me always is kind of just this brutal period of just this slow grind to get there. Camp ultimately doesn't mean a ton. We're not going to be able to take a lot out of this. I know Jeremy and Joe have their preseason pledge. Heard them talking about it this morning, and yeah, I'm more with Jeremy. Like I take absolutely none of it seriously. Just it's all vibes based. You know, who's doing well? Is anyone performing poorly? Because if they are, that's usually a pretty solid sign that things are not going well, obviously. But it's just, I'm ready for football to begin because this feels like the first time in a number of years we are actually having, to say a completely different team is maybe a bit aggressive, but it is a different team for the Bills than they've had over the last 5-6 years. And it's also got this different vibe to it. We also heard McDermott today basically outright say that he has seen, I think, quote, a ratcheted up form of Josh Allen when it comes from a leadership standpoint. And we've got new coordinators in both Joe Brady and Bobby Babbage. We'll see if Babbage actually calls plays on the defense. McDermott's still noncommittal on that. And then, of course, the revamped skill position room. What's that going to be like? I mean, at this point, it's somewhat frustrating me, but I completely understand it. McDermott and even Bean back in the spring, very noncommittal on almost saying anything that isn't a complete stereotype when it comes to Keon Coleman. They are not giving you anything other than coach speak. And it's frustrating, but it's probably better than hearing like nothing good or almost too positive because the expectations would go through the roof. But I am at this point now with the Bills, and I'm just excited. I want to see what this new look Bills team is, and I think that's the biggest storyline I'm going to keep, you know, my eyes on, is just what is different. Of course, the special team stuff, but ultimately me not being at camp, I'm kind of going to have to like picture it in my mind or hope I get videos or something like that out of these camps. But for me, that's my biggest storyline. It's just, how does this new look Bills team actually operate? How do they actually look? Are the vibes good with this team, or is it kind of a team that maybe is a bit tighter now that we're at this point that they've had a number of misses, that ultimately they have had to have this original core under McDermott, Bean, and to a lesser extent Allen, get moved out into this new look group? And it of course starts with the wide receivers. Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, Mac Hollins if you want him, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Chase Claypool, the list goes on and on and on of just new guys. And it is going to be fascinating to see how all of that works out. We do know McDermott outright as well said that it's going to be important to get all of them on the same page with Allen early in camp, which I know I've spoken to a number of callers. I've taken a number of callers as well saying that that's really what they wanted to see early, was that these wide receivers get on the same page with Allen as soon as possible. And it's going to be done in practice. 100% going to get done in practice, not really getting done in the preseason. I don't know how much any of these guys are actually going to play in the preseason. I mean, they'll probably get a few snaps here and there, you know, a few series, but that's kind of about it. I don't really expect too much after that. The only guy that I have a for sure feeling on is Curtis Samuel. And that's because he's been there. He's done it in the league for a number of years. You kind of know what you're getting with him. It could be a really big pop player for the Bills. It also could just be pretty darn solid. Nothing amazing, but definitely not bad by any means. And now we can finally start to see things. I've talked about it on the Nightcap. I've talked about it, you know, last week here on the Extra Point Show as well. Just we're finally getting to a point where we can actually start building concrete theses on what this Bills team will be rather than a lot of theories, a lot of hope. Looking at numbers and trying to put it into a new team, and it now you're finally seeing guys on the field. And while it's not games yet, even the preseason really doesn't totally count, it is something. And that something at least can, I don't want to say give hope, but it gives you an idea of where this team is at. I still like this team a lot. I do kind of want to touch a little bit on what Jeremy and Joe were talking about there towards the end of their show. These, you know, Yahoo, I think, did like just their top five or the top 10 offenses, some of their guys are thinking, namely Nat Tice, Charles McDonald, and Matt Harmon. I do kind of want to jump into that because I think that's also very important into where I guess national media people kind of feel about the Bills. I would say a lot of this offseason has kind of been taking shots at the Bills. And, you know, them giving up on Allen too early, and now all of a sudden, you know, this window is closed, they're going to have to restart, they're wasting years of Allen, what have you. And then I look at these top 10 offenses from three guys I very much trust. Two top 10s and a top 6. I would take that, especially with all the unknowns on this Bills offense, including at the coordinator position with Joe Brady. I would absolutely take that. Now, you do look at some of the teams they have above them: Baltimore, Philadelphia, LA, the Packers, the Lions, San Francisco, Kansas City, of course, Houston. But ultimately, if them losing Davis and Diggs and bringing in a bunch of kind of unknown guys or unproven guys, and then they're still top 10, maybe even borderline top 5 if you're going off Charles McDonald, I mean, how do you not take that? I think that'd be amazing, especially I like this defense quite a bit. And I think it's younger. I think they go for more big plays. The defensive line gives me a big question mark. But overall, I'm pretty excited with where they're at. If they're a top 10 offense by the end of this year, oh boy. I think immediately a lot of the worries going into this season, you'll have people in November, December, to start being like, overblown. They were just fine. Should have trusted them, what have you. And I'm not saying that's definitive. Again, could very much not be definitive at all. But man, this is a team that I'm starting to almost be the opposite with them as I am with the Sabres. The Sabres, I look at everything with cautious eyes. I don't really trust too much of what they do. I kind of almost get negative on almost anything they do. Where the Bills, I've now gotten to a point, I trust a lot of what they do. And I immediately go to the glass half full kind of thought process. Even though I wouldn't say they've totally earned it by any means, they have had some huge bungles that does leave you wanting more. We don't have to go too deep into McDermott there, but it's happened. But ultimately, the biggest problem they've run into is the 2020s dynasty in the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a shame that it's not them. I think they have a very good argument that it could have been. But I think the San Francisco 49ers have an equal argument that they should be the dynasty of the 2020s and not Kansas City. That's been the Bills' biggest problem. They've also had issues with the Bengals, of course, but it's really been the Chiefs. And now, if they're getting younger, if they start to really have pop players that I could argue they really didn't have for a number of years. They had a few guys, but really you look on their defense, it was a lot of solid players doing exactly what they needed to. Not a ton more, but definitely nothing less. And then you would have a few big plays from guys like Poyer and Hyde, as those two are, you know, two of the best safeties in the NFL. But after that, it was a lot of really solid play. Tre'Davious White early in his career was great, but injuries kind of took that away from him. On the offense, Allen, Diggs made big plays. Dawson Knox could get in there every now and then. Gabe Davis, sometimes, and when he did, it was great. When he didn't, you'd never noticed him. And that was really about it. They were not a team that came up with these huge clutch plays that guys...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Just elevated when it came to the bigger moment. Allen really was one of the few. And now I'm looking at this team and I'm starting to see young guys who are elevating their games. Khalil Shakir really is one of the newer guy, or one of the guys I look at a lot with this, because of what he was able to do at the end of last year. Not even just going into the playoffs, but, you know, of course the playoffs as well. But he became one of the most consistent stalwart options Allen could have. And I hope that continues into this year, because he is somebody I have, I don't want to say put a lot of stock into, but I kind of am. Because of how he looked at the end of last year, what his numbers were telling you what he was at the end of last year. Guys like Dalton Kincaid, who now you get off of the rookie year stuff. I mean, I think a lot of us maybe forget just how crazy the rookie year could be when you go from college and then immediately you're getting ready for the draft, and then you've got the combine, and then after that you've got private workouts and private meetings with teams, and these are the most stressful meetings probably of your life at that point. And then you're drafted, and then it's rookie mini camp, and then it's OTAs, and then it's mandatory OTAs, and then it's training camp, and you realize you haven't had 2 weeks to just sit down and breathe and kind of compartmentalize everything. It's just, it's all happened. And Kincaid also came in having to deal with a back injury that took him out for much of the draft process, so he was rehabbing. And then he had to learn how to block, you know, sufficiently enough for the Bills to kind of get him on the field. Now he can kind of come in and just, I'm a vet. I know what I'm doing. I got this, the whole thing. And you saw it towards the end of last year. And man, I'm very, very, very excited with where this team can be at. I think there's a lot of question marks, but I think that almost makes it more exciting because they have the most important piece handled. They have the most important piece figured out. It's Josh Allen. It's the quarterback. They've got that figured out. After that, you can make some mistakes. The Chiefs have made plenty. There was a video yesterday of a Travis Kelce catch, but off to the left side, you could see Sky Moore. He's almost unplayable. I mean, he looked like a cornerback on the play rather than a receiver trying to get open. They've made plenty of mistakes. They won't even have Rashee Rice probably for at least, I think, the first 6 weeks of the season. We'll see when that suspension actually comes down. Questions are okay. Especially because I've kind of gotten to a point, and it took, I don't want to say most of the offseason, but I think it's been there since at least Black Monday. I was ready for change for the Bills. Not the quarterback position, absolutely not. But in terms of just, I want to see something different. They've done this a lot. Let's go see something different. I was ready for it. I was absolutely ready for it. I'd seen the same team fail in the same spots too many times. Now, some of you would say, oh, well, I got to see the coach then, too. I'm not there yet. Could happen, sure, but I'm not there yet. But I'm ready to see this new look team. I don't think they're going to be a team that runs the ball more necessarily. I think they're going to be a team that throws the ball about the same, maybe a bit more, because they'll use the short passing game a little bit more in their rushing attack. They're going to get the ball out quicker. They're going to put Allen in a situation of just get the ball to your playmakers. Don't zero in on a number one guy because he's all we've got. And I think that was a big reason for last year's issues. They went for big plays to one guy because that's all they had that was consistent. That was the only guy, Stephon Diggs, that was getting open consistently enough for Josh Allen. Gabe Davis would disappear games at a time. Trent Sherfield and Deonte Hardy, I was very excited at this time last year, ultimately proved to be nothing. And at a certain point, you were almost excited that they were gone. But now, it is going to be interesting where they are at. Because I think very quickly this year, and there will be issues earlier on in the year, they are going to have to kind of all, you know, come to an agreement, come to an understanding. And it's going to take some time. But until it does, it's going to be difficult. But we'll know relatively early on if it's working or not. And I can't wait. I cannot wait to find out. I think as well, what I'm very thrilled to hear, and we talked with Sal right at the top of the show. Hopefully we can get connected with him a little bit later on in practice, but we'll see. The health of this team, I think, is a massive, massive bonus for this Bills team, which for the last 2 years has dealt with horrific injuries and just beatdowns to their depth, to the point where they're running out there with third, fourth string linebackers hoping to cover Travis Kelce. And it's a lot of time it's been on the defense. A lot of the time it's been on the defense. And that has caused them incredible problems that, while I think it's not the sexy answer to go to, and it's not always the one I think fans want to go to, but I think it is true that injuries has really caused them more problems than many of us are willing to admit. I'm not saying they would have absolutely beat Kansas City last year if they had one of Matt Milano or Terrell Bernard, but I think it's fair to kind of ask the question, even with Stephon Diggs having a rather poor game, including towards the end, and the defense overall not being great. But if they're younger on defense and they're healthier on defense, and I already think they're getting towards a team that is making bigger plays, it's going to be a very, very, very good unit. And with them coming in with more health, I guess, for lack of a better term, just more health, it's going to be huge for this team. And Sal said it too. When I was driving in, I heard McDermott say that, like, oh yeah, everyone's going to practice some capacity. Some guys, of course, are going to, like, you know, get monitored and you know, have maintenance days, what have you. I took a double take because I was with Sal. Every year, it's kind of somebody starting on PUP, somebody's out the first day, you know, something along those lines. It's never really too serious, not necessarily, but there's always kind of like that storyline. You know, last year it was Vaughn. And in years prior, it's been guys like Tre'Davious White and what have you, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, all that. This year was just, no, everyone's ready to go. We'll monitor some of these guys. We're going to take it day by day with some of these guys. But, like, we're ready to go. And it's interesting because we've seen other camps already start. And less so on injury stuff, but just more, it seems like the Bills are coming in drama-free in, like, every way. Everyone's healthy. No one's holding out. No one's up for a big contract. It's small things like that, I think, that does build up a sense of calm within the organization that can really go a long way. Just showing up to your workplace every day and not having, you know, bad vibes around the building or anything like that, I think it goes a really long way. Not saying that Stephon Diggs brought those in, but I do see, you know, some of these teams coming into camp. You know, the Jets trade for a guy like Hassan Reddick, who's already looking for a contract extension, and they seemingly are unwilling to do so. Last night, it was rumored during the day, it was official last night, CeeDee Lamb is holding out of camp with Dallas. He was not on the team flight. He is not at camp. Now, one thing for today, Tua Tagovailoa is looking for a contract extension. It sounds like he is there at camp, but going through individual drills rather than team stuff. That is stuff that can weigh on a team throughout a summer as they're trying to get ready for the season, to not have everyone in the building, to not have everyone on the practice field. You do have stuff where, you know, I'm in the meetings, I just won't practice. Jordan loved that situation. I think that's good. I think that's the way to go. It too, I think, is doing it right as well. Ayuk is doing it right as well. CeeDee Lamb, I wish he was there if I'm a Cowboys fan, but I get it. But when you've got everyone in lockstep, in meetings, on the field, doing everything, learning the new system, it's the small things that I think build a team up. And especially when you are the Bills, while, yes, they have no drama, but they are a new, young team, I think that is so, so, so important. I could not imagine where our minds would be at if we have this new look, young team, and Allen's looking for a contract extension, and he's holding in camp. He's there. He's in the meetings, but he's not on the field. I would be in a much worse spot with this team, where for right now, I'm feeling really, really good. Just, and again, it's because there is no drama. There really is no storyline in camp that is just like, it's so clearly the biggest one, either, you know, negative or positive. It's just, you know, here are the storylines. We're good. I you know, maybe the one drama one would probably be Bobby Babich and, like, who is going to call plays on the defense. It's still noncommittal from McDermott. I think you said both are going to kind of be calling plays here early on just to kind of get, like, a feel for it. I personally, without knowing any information, do think Babich will eventually just be the play caller on defense. McDermott will go back to being the head coach. But we'll see. And that's maybe the only one. And then everyone is dealing with kickoffs. So I don't see that as like a Bills only thing. That's everyone having to deal with kickoffs and what's coming of that. What's going on there. But that's, I mean, oh man, maybe the one thing I'm frustrated about not going to camp this year is I desperately, desperately, desperately want to see what is going on with kickoffs. I need to know. Because I just don't understand. It's not that I don't understand it. I want to get an idea of what it's actually going to look like. I don't want the first time I see it to be the Hall of Fame game next Thursday. It might be, and that's fine, but I don't really want it to be. I want to get a better idea of it beforehand. But, man, that is going to be very, very intriguing throughout this entire process. For really for everybody. Who's going to be the Bills' main return guy? And it's for everybody. Who's going to be your main return guy? Is it going to be better just to take the touchback and just be, yeah, we'll start at, you know, what is it, the 25, 30-yard line. We'll just start there. Oh, man. I mean, that's – I cannot wait to see how teams play around with that. I'll be pretty upset though if every team just goes right to, oh, we're just going to do touchback. We're not going to worry about it too much. We're just going to do that. I'm going to be so frustrated because finally it's like, I mean, that play, we all know that was our bathroom break play. That's all it was. That's all it was for years of just, eh, you knew that was going to happen. You could leave. And if you missed a play, you were kind of sitting there going, cool. It was one in 30, 35 kickoffs that I missed something interesting happen, whether it be a turnover or a touchdown. Cool. Good for me, I guess. There was nothing interesting there. Now there might be something. There might be something. But if there's not, and just everyone's, yeah, we'll take touchbacks, we don't care, I'm going to be so frustrated. Because it was so close to being a dead play. They're trying something new. I'm interested in that. But if it goes south, ugh. It's going to be a little bit damper on the mood. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be a little bit of a damper on the mood. Going to take a quick time out here, but we are freed up for the day. Just me and you. What are the storylines you are most interested with camp starting today? Or has McDermott already kind of answered some of your questions heading into camp? What did you take away from what he said? 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.